It's time for high school basketball right here on FormRecoveryRadio.com. Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
We had connection problems tonight. There are several places throughout the game where we had no broadcast. We now join the game early in the first quarter.
One more and she puts it up and that one's good. Ties it up at one. 6 minutes to go in the first quarter. Macy Day brings it up for the Indians. Picks up her dribble, now swings it to Grace Gingbiller at the top of the key. Looking inside, now swings it to Lethal. Lethal gets inside to Hope Wendell. She puts it up and misses the layup. The rebound, Marion. We're going to have a foul going for the rebound on Grace Gingbiller. That'll be her second, team second. So they'll send Whitley Rammel to replace Grace. She got two early fouls. Indians applying the full court man-to-man press. Here on two, get it in. She finally gets it in, tipped away, but recovered by Marion Rethman. Rethman will bring it up, guarded by Lily Lethal. Rethman swings it to Pierron. She's looking inside. Nothing there. Swings it up top to Mormon. Mormon will swing it to Rethman in the corner. Rethman tries baseline. She stops and gets swatted by Lily Lethal. Out of bounds. It'll stay here with the Flyers. One-to-one, Rethman inbound. Struggling to get in, finally finds number 23, Holscher. Holscher will back it out with 5:35 left in the first quarter. Now she swings it to Rethman. Rethman up top to Pierron. Pierron swings it to Holscher. Now she stops and pops from 15 feet. Nothing but net.
That's a nice little pull-up jumper.
Yeah,
by
it was. Holscher. So Marion grabs the early lead, 3-1. And Macy Day will bring it up again for the Indians. She'll swing it to Hope Wendell on the left wing. Hope gives it up top to Canapke. Now swings it to Day. Day with the wide open three. She'll shoot it. It's off the back iron. No good. Rebounded by Pierron. She gets it to Rethman. Rethman will look up court. And she finds Holscher for an easy layup. So Indians did not get back.
Yep. And they pay for it.
Yep. Macy Day will bring it back up. She'll get a ball screen from Luke Old. Now Day backs it out. Swings it to Hope in the corner. Hope looking for someone. Now she drives baseline and gets it to Macy Day in the corner. She'll swing it up top to Canapke. Now over to Lily Luthold. Luthold up top to Day. Day swings it to Hope with 4.5 to go. Indians still down 5-1. Hope tries to get inside. We have a kick ball. It'll stay here with the Lady Indians. Marissa Garkey into the game for the Indians. Day will enter it in underneath her own basket. She lobs it up, but right in the hands of number 30, winner of Marion. So Rethman will push it up. Pierron will go off her hands, and they'll turn her right back over.
The Indian basketball.
5-1 your score still. Macy Day brings it back up. Guarded by Rethman. Day will pick up her dribble now looking for... Almost gets a 5 seconds. She'll pass it up to Hope Wendell. Hope will skip it to Marissa Garkey in the corner. Now up top to Aubrey Knapke. She'll swing it to Hope. Hope pump fakes and then dishes it off to Whitley Rammel. Nice pass, but Whitley could not finish. And Marion grabs the rebound. Holscher will bring it up herself. She'll take it all the way into the paint. Now kick it out to Pierron on the left wing. Now she skips it to Rethman. Rethman gets it inside to Winner. She turns over right shoulder. It's no good. Gets her own rebound. Puts it up again. No good. A third time, no good. Finally rebounded by Whitley Rammel. She'll get it to Macy Day. She'll walk it up. Deflect it off the hands of Rethman. It'll stay with the Indians. 3.5 to go in the first quarter.
Pretty sloppy by the Indians so far.
Yeah, I agree.
A little a little weak on the defensive glass, and just real sloppy on the offense.
Yeah, I haven't had many good looks.
Yeah.
Had one inside, but couldn't finish.
I can't say we've had many shots, really.
Yeah, I know. Macy Day dribbles around the arc. She gets it to Evers, over to Faith Gerby. Faith will drive middle, now kicks to Marissa Garkey. Over to Day on the right wing. Almost gets it stolen away. She got it back. She swings it to Faith Gerby, and I think her foot was on the line, so they'll turn it back over to the Flyers.
Indian offense continues to struggle. I think Jeff Vaughn's getting a little irritated. He doesn't know what to think.
Yep. So Marion will inbound. They get it into Winner at half court. She tries to find a cutting holster, but off her hands in the arms of Elena Evers. And you have a foul on Marion. So
good switch up by Jeff on there, putting the Indians in a full man press, full court man press. Excuse me. Gets them an easy turnover.
Emma Collard will bring it up for the Indians. 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Emma up top will drive all the way down the lane. Puts up the left-hand layup and gets fouled. Good take there by Emma Collard. She'll go to the line, shoot two shots. We have a scholarship chicken dinner. Tickets are on sale. Romer's barbecue chicken, applesauce, chips, and a roll. Dine in or carry out. Tickets are $8, pre-sale only. In the Fort Recovery High School Commons, it's Friday, February 8th from 4 to 6 p.m. See any player or member of the high school office for your tickets. Proceeds benefit the Shane Long Scholarship Fund and the Traveling Tribe.
There's a lane violation on Faith Gerby that'll take away the Collard free throw. I don't know, Brunzy. I don't know if you're a salesman or not, but that chicken dinner, you had me interested. It sounds pretty good.
Yeah, I agree with you. Emma Collard made one of two, and Marion has the ball. Holscher drives down the middle of the lane, puts up a shot, but will get fouled, so they'll head back to the line. 5-2, your score. Holscher's first one is no good. Holscher's second one is good. That makes it 6-2. Indians trail by 4. Fort Recovery JV girls come in at 4-11. Marion local junior varsity record. They come in at 12-4. Emma Collard has the ball for the Indians. Guarded by Rathman. Rathman with good defense knocks it out of bounds. It'll stay with the Indians. Faith Gerby inbound from the side. She gets it into Elena Evers. Elena finds Hope inside. Now back out to Elena. That's 15-footer is good. So
nice little give and go by Wendell and Evers there.
Good offense there. Marion pushes it up. Gets it to Winner at half court. And it's almost over her back, but they say it's tipped by the Indians. Rethman will drive middle. Now she kicks out to number 24. She shoots the 15-footer, and that's good.
Wilker.
Yep, Wilker. Didn't have my roster on there.
They're all good.
And McCallick brings it up with 2 minutes to go. Down by 4. Faith gets a ball screen. Now kicks out to Garkey. Over to Evers. Now inside to Hope. Another give and go. Gives it back to Evers, and she'll get fouled. I don't think that'll be a shooting foul.
Oh, two shots. We'll give it to her. We'll take her.
I mean, we will take
it
that.
It kind of looked like she was going to, but pretty early.
Yeah. We'll take it. Good free throw shooter at the line, Elena Evers. First one is good. She'll get one more. Indians trail 8-5. Her second one is good as well. 8-6, a minute 53 left in the first quarter. Indians applying the full court pressure. Ball gets into number 50, Harding. Now she gets it to Holscher across the middle. She'll dump it off to number 40, who's not on our roster, but that bucket is good. 10-6, Indians trail. Macy Day has it for the Indians up top. She'll hand off to Elaine Evers. Now she skips it to Emma Collard in the corner. Emma now up top to Macy Day. Macy back to Emma. She'll shoot the three from the right wing. That's short, no good. Rebounded by... We have a jump ball underneath. Not Hope is going to get that rebound and put back, but...
Couldn't quite come up with it.
So it'll stay with the Indians. Macy Day inbound underneath. She gets it in to Hope Wendell. Hope Wendell turns and shoots, and she'll get fouled. Good move there by Hope Wendell. Hope at the line to shoot two shots. Trying to cut into this deficit. Hope's first one is good. Hope will get one more. Her second one is up and in and out. No good. Rebounded by Wilker. She gets it to Holscher. And Holscher will bring it up with a minute 15 left in the first quarter. Holscher will drive middle now. Kicks it out to Wilker. Tipped away by Macy Day, but back to Wilker. Now Wilker skips it to Holscher at the top. Holscher over to Demange. Demange looks inside, nothing there. Now up top to Wilker. Another tip by Macy Day. Up top to Holscher. Holscher drives down the right side, now backs it out. She gives it to number 40, now over to Wilker at the top. Wilker over to Holscher for three. That's no good. Sail over the backboard and out of bounds. The Indians will have it down 10-7 with 43 seconds left. Macy Day will bring it up. Day has it at the top. She hands off to Faith Kirby in the corner. Faith drives baseline. Now kicks it out to Emma College. She'll shoot the 15-footer. That's short, no good. Rebounded by Demange. Demange will go with it. Loses the ball. And Macy Day comes away with a steal. And we have a timeout by Coach Vaughn. So good timeout there and a good defensive play by the Indians. And we'll take a short break and be right back after this.
Open House at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery is set for Wednesday through Saturday, January 30th through February 2nd. Stock up now on oils, filters, sweeps, belts, and points. Everything you know you're going to need this year. All parts are discounted from 10 to 15% off. It's our busiest week of the year, so feel free to pre-order and avoid the lines. Open House is coming up January 30th through February 2nd at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
And welcome back to Fortside Field House for a little JV action. We're here in the closing seconds of our first quarter, 17 seconds remaining.
Macy Day will enter it to Emma Cog. She'll give it right back to Macy with 13 seconds. Macy taking her time. Gonna cross this half court with 7 seconds. Picks up a dribble and gets it to Elaine Evers, who tries to dump it downside to Hope. She turns up and puts a shot. No good as time expires. So that'll do it for the first quarter. Indians trail the Marion Local Flyers 10-7. So we'll take a short break and be back for the second quarter after this.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned HealthSmart pharmacy. Count on Kalp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. According to the CDC, the peak month of flu activity is February, followed by December, January, and March. Kalp Pharmacy is still offering flu vaccines, and walk-ins are welcome daily. It's not too late to get a flu vaccine. Kalp Pharmacy bills Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurances. So stop by for your flu shot at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery today. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
And we're back here at Forsyth Fieldhouse. Started the second quarter. inch trail of flyers. 10 to 7, it'll be Marion's ball. They get it into Demange. Demange looks inside to winner. She puts it up and good. So a quick bucket there from Marion. Extends their lead to 5. Macy Day brings it down the court. She'll drive right past her defender. Now dumps it off to Hope Wendell. She puts it up. No good. Rebounded by Marion. She gives it up to Rethman. Good look by the Indians. Just couldn't get it to fall. Over to Wilkin. Now up top to Demange. Demange back to Wilkin on the right wing. Now back to Demange. Over to Rethman on the left wing. Now up top. I didn't know if that was going to be a shot or a pass.
Yeah, I didn't know.
Shot the three is no good.
I don't know if she really had a follow through or anything either. That was like
so. We're going to have a foul on the rebound, jump ball on the rebound. So possession here in favor of the Indians. They'll get the ball down 5. Macy Day will walk it up. Guarded by Rethman. They will get a ball screen drive down the left side. Now she kicks it out to Luthold. Luthold up top to Elena Evers. Now back to Luthold. Luthold inside to Elena. She puts it up. No good. Rebounded by Winner. Winner over to Rethman. She'll push it up the court. She'll throw it up to Wilker. Now back to Rethman. Rethman over to Demange. The left wing. Now up top to Wilker. Wilker will swing it to Rethman. She drives past Macy Day and puts it up and 1. Got Macy Day with a little push and finished. So she'll go to the line to try to complete the 3-point play. Makes it 14-7. Rethman at the line shooting 1. Her shot is up, in and out, no good. Rebounded by Elena Evers. Elena will give it to Macy and she'll bring it up. And she pushes it all the way up court to Lily Luthold inside to Hope Wendell and she'll put it up and good. Marion gets it in against the pressure. Back to Demange, guarded by Macy Day. Demange will cross half court. And she'll drive past Macy Day inside. She puts up a 10-footer. That's no good. Rebounded by Marion. It's number 40. She gets it up top to Rethman. Rethman out to Demange. Now back to Rethman. 5 minutes to go in the second quarter. Rethman over to Demange. She looks inside to Winner. Winner will put it up. No good. Rebounded by Lily Luthold. They're really trying to get it into Winner. Macy Day will kick it out to Aubrey Knacki. She'll shoot the 15-footer. That's no good. Rebound, Elena Evers. Back out to Aubrey. Now over to Macy Day. Macy up top to Luthold. Luthold will shoot the 3. That's going to be short. Hope Wendell tries to save it, but her foot was on the line. So ball will go to the Flyers. 4:38 left in the second quarter. Indians down 5.
Indians settling for quite a few jump shots, it seems like, when Evers and Wendell are kind of getting some good looks inside, but I'd say a shot's still better than a turnover, though.
All right. Marion down the other end will miss their layup. Rebounded by Hope Wendell. She'll bring it up herself. She'll push it up to Faith Ruby. Faith will shoot the 15-footer. That's no good. It's a good look. Just can't get nothing to fall. Demange brings it back up for the Flyers. Now over to Rethman at the top. 4 minutes to go. Over to Wilker. Wilker inside the winner yet again. She puts it up and good. They just can't stop her.
She is. She's tall and strong.
Yep, that's for sure. And I think that's why we're struggling to get shots inside also.
We can't match her height with anyone.
Yeah. Turnover by the Indians, stolen away by Demange. She brings it down the left side of the court, now backs it out. Wilker will shoot the 3. That's no good. Rebounded by Elaine Evers.
Marion Local's almost making it seem like we got holes in our court here, so I'd say there 4 girls just randomly fall. Just hearing that screech of someone getting a floor burn, I feel bad.
Lines
of
grabby. Grace Giegenmiller checking in for the Indians. She was taken out early because of foul trouble. She had 2 quick ones. The Flyer ball. Indians trail 16-9. Ball goes into Rethman and she'll bring it up. She'll swing it to 22 Pierron inside 34 and out to Rethman. Rethman shoots a 3 and that's good. Sorry, they have some unorthodox 3-point shots.
Yeah, I mean,
some of them are going in.
Yeah, it just looks
They're not really even set or anything.
I know.
Kind of toss them.
Ball goes over to Faith Ruby. She shoots the long two, and we're going to have a foul. It was during the shot or after. It was after, so it'll be on the floor.
I thought she might get a shot.
But yeah, I know.
Must have been on the box out.
The Indians will enter it in from the side.
And no one's coming to the basketball, it seems like.
Finally get it into Evers. Now over to Grace Giegenbiller. Grace is... kick it out to Elena. She'll drive baseline. Now picks up her dribble. She'll kick it out to Aubrey Knappe. Over to Faith. Over to Grace. Grace drives baseline. Pulls up from 5 feet. That's no good. Rebounds loose on the floor. It's Hope Wendell, and she puts up the shot, and we'll get fouled.
Nice strong rebound and attempt of a putback by Hope Wendell. Send her to the line, I think.
She's working down there.
Yeah, she deserved it. That's for sure. She has her hands full. She's on winner. How tall is Winter? She's got to be.
It says 5'11". She looks every bit of that.
Yeah, 5'11", 6 foot. Sure.
Hope makes her first one, 19-10. Hope will get one more. Her second one is good. Big free throws there, makes it 19-11. Rethman will bring it the other way. 2:55 left in the half. Rethman gets it to the man. She shoots a contested three. That's no good. Rebounded by Hope Wendell.
They are not afraid to pull the trigger.
Yeah, we'll give them that all night. Ball goes over to Aubrey Knappe on the right wing, up top to Macy Day. Over to Garkey. Now in the corner to Grace Giegenbiller. Grace tries to drive, now backs it out to Garkey. Over to Macy on the right wing, out top to Aubrey. Aubrey to the corner, Grace Giegenbiller, 2.5 to go. Grace tries to drive, but turns it over, stolen away by Mormon. Now she gets it to Rethman. Rethman pushes up to Piron, now back to Rethman. Rethman over to Demand in the corner. He'll swing all the way around the arc to Rethman. Rethman will drive baseline. A good help there by Garkey. Rethman kicks it out. Now up top to Demange. Demange back up top to Rethman. She'll reset with 2 minutes to go. Ball goes over to Piron. Now Demange over to Rethman. The corner, that three is no good, but no one boxed out Piron underneath for an easy putback.
Yeah, it's probably the easiest bucket of the evening for Marion Local.
I think we went to zone the last few possessions, and one thing about zone, you have to box out on the backside. Macy Day will kick it out to Aubrey. Now up top to Garkey. Over to Grace. Grace drives baseline.
Man.
And she's going to be on the line. I thought she got bumped a little bit.
Yeah, that's what I was kind of hoping for, is a blocking foul there.
Yeah.
Chick stood her up pretty good, but.
Yeah.
Indians still kind of, I don't know. They look half determined to get to the hoop, but I don't know. It's just.
Yeah, I know.
It's so-so. I don't. Hard to explain it.
Ball goes over to Piron for the Flyers. Now up top to Demange. Indians stay in the 2-3 zone. Ball goes inside to Hardings. Hardings loses it. Now gets it back. She'll throw it over to Rethman. Rethman inside to Mormon. Mormon back out to Rethman. She'll skip it to Demange. Demange will drive and shoot the 5-footer. And that's no good, but there's going to be a foul on Hope Wendell. Didn't really see much, but the man will go to the line to shoot too.
Yeah, it's kind of similar to what happened to Grace Giegenbiller on the other hand. Just kind of stood the girl up, but they decided to call it this time.
The man at the line, her first one is good. Lane Evers back in for the Indians, replacing Grace Giegenbiller. And she gets her second one. It is good. So that makes it 23-11. It's a minute to go in the half. Macy Day will bring it up. She'll get a ball screen. She dribbles around into the corner. Emma Collick couldn't handle it. So they'll turn it over to the Flyers, but they travel with it. So they'll turn it right back over to the Indians. It'll be side out of bounds with 54 seconds. Emma Collick being bound. She finds Garkey in the corner. She tried to get it inside to Hope Wendell. It's deflected out of bounds by Marion. So Ford Kebry will have it underneath. Macy Day to inbound. She Tries to get it into Evers, knocked away, but back in the arms of Day. Over to Garkey, now back to Day. Day drives back middle, puts it up, no good. Rebounded by Piron. Piron over to Grethen, 35 seconds left in the half. Grethen over to Piron, and on the right wing, now up top to Demand, over to Grethen in the corner. Into Piron against the full court press by the Indians. 15 seconds left. Grethen has it. And we're going to pick up a foul on Garkey. It's going to be Garkey's first, team six. And now the Indians definitely don't want a foul. So Marion's in the bonus. So Grethen gets it with 12 seconds. Guarded by Garkey. Grethen dribbles around the arc, now loses it right to Willie Rammel with 6 seconds left, and if they push it, they might be able to get one. Day crosses half court, and they're going to get a foul against Wilger. That's big.
We'll take it.
Yeah.
I didn't really see anything there, but
I didn't either. But shoot 1-1. Be a good way to finish the half with two makes here. Day at the line. Her first one is good. .5 seconds. Macy's second one is good. 23-15. Marion will try with a minute or a second and a half. They're just gonna run out the clock. So that does it for half. For your half, 23-15. Indians trail the Flyers by 8. We're gonna take a short break and be right back after this.
This is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Archway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Archway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. For superior ration without a lot of fuss, grind it Archway.
And we're back here at Forsyth Fieldhouse. Halftime of the JV matchup between Fort Recovery Lady Indians and the Marion local Lady Flyers. It's 23-15. The Indians trail the Flyers. And so far, Indians just not getting enough shots up, not getting enough good looks, and got to find a way to stop winter inside of Marion. Other than that, I like how we ended the half on a 4-0 run just to get ourselves within single digits so we can keep that momentum going. I think we'll be all right. And our leading scorer is Hope Wendell. According to the scoreboard, was 6. And the only other girl that's on the scoreboard with points is Macy Day with 2. So,
but going on what you said, which I'd agree with all your points, and I don't know, the Indians' defensive rebounding has been kind of atrocious, which we're a little outsized and whatnot, and like you said, we hopped into a zone there for a while, which I think helped on the winter, but
but it did kill us on that backside board. So
they are bigger, but some of the rebounds they did get, we just didn't even have it.
It's just not even.
They weren't accounted for.
Anyone, So I'm sure Jeff Vaughn's talking about that, getting that straightened out. But
yeah, and he's just got to clean up a couple things, and I think he'll be okay.
Yeah. I mean, we seem to be a little bit scrappier and whatnot, coming up with steals and hopping in a press here and there helped us out. But I'll let you run through some upcoming games.
All right. Later, after the JV game, the varsity will be simulcasted by WPGW. Tomorrow, the boys travel to Marion Local. The varsity will be a 4 Recovery Radio broadcast. Saturday, the girls host in the Cinewall Valley. JV starts at 1 p.m. Varsity will also be a 4 Recovery Radio broadcast. And the boys host in the Cinewall Valley later that night. Varsity will be simulcasted by WPGW. Like I said earlier, we have a scholarship chicken dinner. Barbecue chicken, applesauce, chips, and a roll. Get your tickets for $8, pre-sale only. Dine-in or carry-out, it'll be at the Fort Recovery High School Commons, Friday, February 8th, 4 to 6 p.m. Prior to the Fort Recovery San Henry Boys basketball game. Sponsored by Fort Recovery and St. Henry Boys basketball teams and FR Traveling Tribe. See any player or member of the high school office for tickets. Proceeds benefit the Shane Long Scholarship Fund and the Traveling Tribe. So go get your tickets. We're going to take a break and be back for the start of the second half. Again, Indians trail the Flyers 23-15. We'll be back after this.
My plan was to stay for 5 years. I would get my experience, then I would move on and do bigger and better things.
At Cooper Farms, we're growing, and we want you to grow with us.
5 years came and went, and I really had no reason to leave. I've been here 30 years. I'm the accounting manager, and I don't have a big accounting background. It's just they've seen me grow over the years.
To see our open hourly and management positions, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, this is Jackie Brewing from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? Then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
Every year, you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years, we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you, too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we've got something for you, too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Are you looking for great food fast? Call Mary Colleen's at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Miracle Lanes to reserve your lanes for your kid's birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Friday at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274. Outside, and that brings out the worst in your car. Weak battery, bad wipers, or tires without enough traction to get you through the snow? Give the experts at Hastings Auto a call at 375-4617 and they'll get your car back in top shape again. They'll check your antifreeze, wipers, batteries, tires, and more so you and your car can survive the winter. Or if it's finally time to trade it in, stop in and see them. If they don't have what you're looking for, they'll find it for you. Get your car ready for winter now or trade it in. Either way, go to Hastings Auto. 375-4617. Have you tried
tried the new smoked meats at Wayne Street Market? Stop in and check them out. They have their delicious oversized smoked chicken leg quarters every day, and you might find some smoked brisket or ribs and more. Just stop by the deli and pick out what you want, add a couple of sides, and you'll have a great meal in a minute. And if you want larger quantities of their smoked meat without all the time and hassle of making it yourself, just call them 48 hours ahead of time at 375-2865, and they'll have it ready for you to pick up when you want it. Wayne Street Market, call them at 375-2865.
Open House at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery is set for Wednesday through Saturday, January 30th through February 2nd. Stock up now on oils, filters, sweeps, belts, and points. Everything you know you're going to need this year. All parts are discounted from 10 to 15% off. It's our busiest week of the year, so feel free to pre-order and avoid the lines. Open House is coming up January 30th through February 2nd at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. The new year brings new Medicare prescription drug coverage and can also bring new savings. If you're age 65 or over, our knowledgeable pharmacists and staff at Kalp Pharmacy can help you make sense of your Medicare prescription plans and will look for ways to help you save money on prescriptions. Just bring in your prescriptions to Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Vernon or Union City, Indiana, or call Kalp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314 and see if we can help you start saving. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
And we're back at Portside Fieldhouse, about to begin the second half. It'll be Marion's ball first. They're ahead 23-15. On the floor for the Indians, Aubrey Kanapke, Macy Day, Elena Evers, Hope Wendell, and Grace Guggenmiller. Ball gets into Rethman, now over to Pieron. She'll get it up top to Holscher, now back to Pieron. She gets it into Winter at the elbow, now top to Rethman, over to Holscher. The Indians stay in their 2-3 zone. Marion swinging around the arc to Rethman, now up top to Holscher. Holscher will kick out to Pieron, now up top to Rethman. Back to Pieron on the left wing. Up top to Holscher. Marion being patient. Now to Holscher up top to Rethman. Rethman will shoot the pull up from 15 feet. That's no good. Rebound to Macy Day, and she'll go on the fast break, but decide to pull it out wisely. It was 1-on-2. Now up top to Grace Guggenmiller. Over to Aubrey Kanapke. Now up top to Day. Day over to Evers. Now up top to Grace Guggenmiller. She'll shoot the wide open three from the top. That's no good. Rebounded by Marion. Rethman will bring it up. She'll skip it ahead to Winter. Now back to Rethman. Now into the corner Holscher. Holscher up top to Rethman. They'll reset their offense. Ball goes inside to Mormon. Now over to Rethman. She'll try to find Winter inside, but stolen away by Grace Guggenmiller.
Good front there by Grace Guggenmiller in the post.
Yep.
Getting in front of Winter and coming up with that basketball.
Macy Day shoots a three from the top of key, and that's good.
There we go.
So maybe that'll light a spark in this Indian team. Cuts the deficit to 5.
Starting to heat up. And they poke it away.
Another turnover. Aubrey Kanapke gets it to Macy Day. She'll skip it to Grace.
Oh, my
Grace.
Goodness.
You probably heard that.
Her stuff just got tossed.
Huge block.
Oh, my goodness.
Got a pump fake that didn't go cram it. And Paul gets into Macy Day.
That girl has to play volleyball. That's
yeah, that was a spike.
That was a good swipe.
Grace looks inside. Nothing there. She'll skip to Evers. Poked away. Holscher comes. Thought she was going to come away with the steal, but Macy Day somehow gets it back. She'll push it up to Grace. Oh, wow. They missed the travel there, but Grace gets it back. She drives in. Shoots the 10-footer. Short, no good. And It'll go out of bounds off the Indians.
Nice hustle by Hope Wendell trying to save it.
Yeah.
Knock it off a Marion girl, but foot must have been out of bounds.
So Indians will keep the full court pressure on. Marion finally gets it into Winner. Winner back to Perron, now over to Holscher, and Holscher will bring it up. Holscher at the top of the key will dish it to Rethman on the right wing. Rethman drive baseline, now gets it inside to Winner. Winner puts it up and gets fouled and counts a bucket. So again, when Winner gets in position downside, or inside, it's about a bucket every time.
Yeah, it's impossible to get around.
Yeah.
It's
just... at the line to try to complete the three-point play. The free throw is up and no good. Just hit the backboard, so the Indians will take it out of bounds. Day will bring it up with 4.5 to go in the third quarter. Macy will dribble around the arc. Now kicks it out to Elaine Evers, over to Grace. Grace back to Evers, but miscommunication there as Evers was cutting. Guggenmiller throws it away, so back to the Flyers.
Indians had a little momentum going in there coming into this third quarter, and
well, maybe they just got it back.
That's it. They got a little sloppy there for a possession or two, but
that's for sure. Over to Elaine Evers. She skips it out to Grace Guggenmiller at the top of the key.
Holger was getting pretty aggressive there. I thought he had they behind the call foul, so and they do on Holscher.
This team's first of the half, so Indians will take it out of bounds. Aubrey Knapp get inbound, she gets it into Grace. Grace will dribble it up, 4 minutes to go. She'll skip it to Elaine Evers. She shoots 15-footer. That is the quickest release.
Yeah, she gets it off.
Off the back, no good. Rebounded by Marion, but they'll turn it right back over to the Indians. Oh, my gosh. She
and she gets a foul call after
she shoved her feet three different times.
Grace might have got away with them there.
She drives in and get fouled. It's on the floor.
That's awesome.
That was obvious.
Yeah, I don't know.
Over to Macy Day. She shoots the three. That's no good. Rebounded by Holscher. Holscher will be on the fast break. She'll go in and shoot the layup. No good. Rebounded by Winner. And Winner will put it in. 27-18. Indians trail by 9. The ball goes up to Grace Guggenmiller. Grace has the ball in the right wing. She'll drive on Winner. Now kicks out to Knapke. Knapke swings it to Macy. Macy inside to Evers. Now she dumps it off to Hope Wendell, and she will be fouled. Send Hope to the line to shoot 2 shots. Hope at the line. 3.5 to go in the third quarter. The first one is good.
Marissa Garkey will check in for Aubrey Knapke. I think Whitney Will is waiting to check in for Hope Wendell. She hits a
Rammel.
Rammel, excuse me.
Second free throw is no good by Hope Wendell.
What did I say?
Whitney Will.
Oh, goodness, nice throwback.
Be nice to have her in this game right now.
Throwback.
Yep.
Bronny's losing it.
Marion gets it inside to Holscher on a cut, and she makes the layup. So 29-19, Indians trail by 10. Macy Day will bring it up. She will lose it. Ball's loose on the ground. We're going to jump ball. Possession arrow in favor of the Indians. It'll stay here.
Jump ball stays with the Indians.
Willie Rammel and Lily Luth will come in for the Indians. Macy Day to enter it in. She gets it into Whitley Rammel. Puts up the shot. No good. Rebounded by Marion. Rethman will bring it up herself. She pushes ahead to Perron on the right wing. She gets it inside to Holscher. Holscher shoots from the elbow. That's no good. Rebounded by Hardings. Hardings gets it out to Perron. She skips it to Holscher. Holscher back out to Rethman. Over to Perron.
Over to Holscher at the top. She shoots a three. It's short. No good. Rebounded by Day, but we're going to have a jump ball, so it'll stay here with the Lady Flyers. Eighth Caribbean ball game for Macy Day. Marion will take it in, take it out from the side. Holscher will drive, now gets it to the other Holscher, and she puts it up and good. 31-19, Indians trail by 12.
Indians need a bucket badly.
They need it bad. Garkey up top will hand it to Luthold. Luthold will try to get it into Rammel, but knocked away.
Turnover, that's killing us.
And we have a travel on the Flyers.
Ooh. They need to get it back. We need
it.
I think the Marion coach is kind of laughing because he said he calls out a travel, but he's missed how many times.
I know. Ball gets into Luthold. That's no good, but rebounded by Willie Rammel, and she puts it in for two, so big shot there. Indians apply the pressure, and
Indian basketball. There we go.
Off the hands of Marion, so
Indians hop into a press. Marion tries to throw up the sideline to their big men, and a lot of brains and out of bounds.
1:54 left in the third quarter. We need to cut it down to about five here before the fourth quarter starts.
And then
we have a jump ball, so possession arrow in favor of the Indians. It'll stay here.
I'd have to agree with you, though, because their offense all night is struggling, so to even give us a chance to compete.
Hope Wendell back in the ballgame. Faith Gerby.
They called a jump ball, didn't they?
Yeah.
How are the Indians getting it back?
I think it should be ours, but...
It should be?
Yeah, we've had a couple in a row.
Okay, maybe I'm losing it again.
Yeah, there was one down here where it stayed here.
Okay.
There, they finally switched the arrow, but Faith Gruby drives in and gets fouled. That'll send her to the line to shoot two shots. Her first one is up and good. Indians shooting well from the foul line tonight. Just need to get there a little more often. Faith will shoot her second one, and that is off the back, no good. Rebounded by Hope Wendell. She puts it up, no good. Rebounded by Holscher. Holscher will be fouled by Garkey. Indians trail by nine. Indians applying full court pressure. Wilker to inbound. She gets it in, but stolen away by Luthold. Now she gets it to Faith Gruby. Blocked. And a nice block by Holscher. Gets her own rebound. Over to Harding's back to Holscher, and she'll bring it up with a minute 25 left in the third quarter. Holscher guarded by Garkey. She spins and drives middle. And we're going to have a carry on the Flyers.
A few fans not happy about it, but I mean, it was pretty big.
Yeah, I would say it was a good call.
Yeah.
Demands. Nobody picks her up. She shoots the 15-footer. It's in and out. No good. Rebounded by Emma Collard with 13 seconds left. Emma pushes it up to Garkey. Back to Faith Gruby. Gruby drives baseline, puts it up, and gets fouled with 7 seconds left. That'll send Gruby to the line for two. If you can make these, it'd be a great way to end this quarter.
Like you said, we can get it down to five and give us a chance to potentially come up with a W here in the fourth quarter.
Faith's first one is good. Grace Giegenmiller back into the ballgame for Hope Wendell. Faith at the line will get her second. That is up and good. So Indians cut it down to five. Need a stop here with 7 seconds left in the third quarter. Ball gets in to Holscher.
Oh, my goodness.
She gives it up to the other Holscher. She puts up the left-hand layup. No good. Did you get her at the body there?
I think a little bit there is. Probably
a clean block on the... But I think she got...
Yeah, kind
of got her with the body.
Ran into her after it. But
you just got to get back.
I mean,
you got to keep everybody in front on that.
Wide open cutter right across the middle of the
Holscher at the line.
Court.
Two shots. Her first one is good. 1.9 seconds left on the clock. 32-26. Holscher shoots one more, and that's good. 1.9. I don't see us getting a shot here. We'll probably just run it out.
And we do that. Colic with a three-quarter court heave.
Yeah, that had no chance.
That's our cousin. We're allowed to say it. It was just a little short.
Needed about two of those there.
Probably.
So that does it for three quarters. Indians trail the Flyers 33-26. We're going to take a short break and be right back after this.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
And we're back here at Portside Fieldhouse and getting ready to start the fourth quarter. Marion has the ball. They are up 7, 33-26. Ball gets into Rethman. Rethman guarded by Day. She'll get it to Wilker on the right wing. Wilker up top to Holscher. Now over to Rethman. Rethman up top to Holscher and almost throws it away, but Wilker gets it. Wilker over to Piron. Good defense by the Indians. We're going to have a timeout taken by Marion. Couldn't really get organized there, so good timeout by Marion. We're going to take one with her. Free throw is off the bucket. By Marion. Now costly down there. Given up by the Indians. Ball over to Piron up top. Stolen away by Elena Evers. Elena will bring it up herself. And falls. It's ripped. And it's a bad break there. And he comes away with it. And with Rethman. Rethman up top. Swings it to Piron. Piron up top to Hardings. Hardings over Rethman. 3:50 left. Rethman will drive baseline. Now takes it to Mormon. Shot is no good by Emma Cobb.
And again, we apologize if there's any technical difficulties. Take a few problems.
Get the rest of the way. It'll be rebounded by Marion. They get to Rethman. She'll bring it up. 3 minutes to go. Up 5. They get Piron on the left wing. Out top to Gomes. Just swing to Rethman on the right wing. Up top. Swinging all the way around the arch. Now over to Piron. Piron up top of the bench. And Rethman to 3. In and out, no good. Indians give up that shot.
Marion, looks happy with that look.
Yeah, that she wants to be patient and shoot only left.
No reason to be shooting threes here and this late in the fourth quarter with a lead. So.
Yep, 2:56, Indians trail by 5. Coach Bond's going to take a timeout, so we're going to take one with him and be back right after this.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in hard day's work. 4 generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond. Our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
This is Brandy Brackman with Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? Don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapist at Performance Physical.
Shoot 1 and 1. And we're back here. I apologize for any connection issues. We lost it a couple times, but we're back here. Indians trying to cut into this lead. They've been down about five the entire game, back and forth a little bit. Just not getting our shots to fall, so it's... We're down five. Marion just missed a free throw after we intentionally fouled. It'll be our ball. 55 seconds left. Indians down 37-32. Macy Day has the ball. She gives it over to Faith Gruby. Gruby up top will swing to Emma Collig. Emma turns it, swings it to Macy. Macy drives in and puts up the layup. No good. A decent look at it. Just couldn't get it to fall. Ball fails out of bounds off the Flyers. It'll stay with the Indians. 38 seconds left, so good bucket here. And McCollig to inbound. Gets it into Hope Wendell, now top to Macy. Macy with 35 seconds, gets it out to Emma. Holy cow, that was deep.
Holy God. Steph Curry, how are you?
And McCollig shoots the deep three. That took me by surprise, but I mean,
we have to get shots up. I mean.
Yeah.
Better than turning it over, but
holy cow. Nice hard foul by Hope Wendell.
Hope Wendell spends it. I mean, she tackles this girl to the ground.
Marion coach, make sure she's all right.
Holy cow. Hey, Marion's pretty good at football. I think they enjoy doing it, so.
Yeah. I mean, 37-32, still your score. Winner at the line, shooting 1-1. Need a miss here. Winner's first one is no good. Should be off. Oh, my gosh, that's horrible. I thought it was definitely off Marion.
I think the one they gave us down here was pretty bad, too, though. So.
Yeah, but gosh.
An eye for an eye, I guess.
Hey, Marion's ball, they get it into Harding's. Now it's a demand, and Indians are going to foul with 25 seconds left. It's time to double bonus, so demands will go to the line to shoot two shots. First one is good. Extends their lead 38-32. Demange will get one more. The free throw is good. Extends Marion's lead 39-32. 25 seconds left. Macy Day bringing up the court.
Now Indians need a quick bucket.
She attacks the bucket. And her layup is no good. Rebounded by Marion. Piron's going to be fouled. Send her to the line for two shots. It's probably about going to do her. 39-32. Piron's first free throw is good. Makes it 40-32. Her second free throw is off the back, no good. But winner with the rebound, she puts it up. And we'll get fouled, so she'll go to the line, shoot two shots. Elaine Avers will check in, replacing Hope Wendell. Winner at the line. Her first free throw is no good. She'll get one more. That free throw is no good. Rebounded by Macy Day with 14 seconds down eight. Crosses half court. And we'll kick out to Emma Collig. She'll put up the three. That's good.
There we go.
We needed that about 30 seconds ago.
Probably, but we'll take it either way.
Yeah, 40-35. We're going to take a short break after that timeout. Be back right after this.
Are you looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Miracle Lanes to reserve your lanes for your kid's birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Friday at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
And we're back here at Portside Fieldhouse. For a nice three by Emma Collig. Just might be too little too late. Marion gets the ball in with 5 seconds left and will be fouled. 40-35, Indians trail by five.
They're not looking promising for the Indians, but they've played hard.
Yeah, they played. There's no question about their effort.
Yeah, it's a little sloppy, but something to learn from, for sure.
Harding's at the line. First one is no good. She'll get one more free throw. Harding's second free throw is no good. And we have a line violation on the recovery.
I think that's two in the evening. You don't see those very often. I mean,
Marion doesn't even have anybody lined up.
Yeah, I guess so. That makes it even worse.
Yeah.
But it looks like Jeff Baum might have to go over that. But.
Harding's free throw is good. Oh, Macy goodness. Shoots it from half court.
Almost makes it with 4 seconds left on the clock. But.
Time will expire, so that'll do it for your JV game. Indians trail to a good Marion team, 41-35. We'll take a short break and be right back after this.
Street Market is a whole lot more than just the best place around to buy your groceries. You can also get great food that's ready to go. At breakfast, lunch, or dinner, just stop by their deli and get a great hot meal from their grab-and-go selections. Breakfast sandwiches, roasted chicken, oversized smoked chicken quarters, and more. Pick out what you like and choose a couple of their great hot and cold side dishes, or choose their soup and salad bar. They have a lot of great food ready to go, or you can eat right there in the Wayne Cafe. And don't forget Tenderloin Tuesdays when you can get their delicious tenderloin sandwich hot and ready to go for only $3.49. Wayne Street Market, it's faster and better than fast food.
Open House at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery is set for Wednesday through Saturday, January 30th through February 2nd. Stock up now on oils, filters, sweeps, belts, and points. Everything you know you're going to need this year. All parts are discounted from 10 to 15% off. It's our busiest week of the year, so feel free to pre-order and avoid the lines. Open House is coming up January 30th through February 2nd at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
And we're back here at Forsyth Fieldhouse. Indians JV girls just lost a tough one, 41-35. It was about a 5-point game the entire game.
Yeah,
Indians played hard, just couldn't really find enough offense and turned the ball over a little too much. So.
Yeah, and I don't think we ever had an actual lead of our own the entire game. It just, you know, we just found a way to hang in there. And,
right.
And we hopped into a press or zone at times that found a way to get us a couple turnovers here and there. But, yeah. Make it a little easier for us to score. I think that's the biggest thing, Chase. Is just,
yeah, I agree.
We can't score the basketball very well.
Yep, and then that presence inside they had, the six-footer inside, that really caused problems. We didn't have barely had any points in the paint with Hope. But you want to go over scoring? You got scoring?
Yeah, I got just a couple stats from what was up on the scoreboard. We had Macy Day with 7 and Hope Wendell with 7. Faith Ruby chipping in 5. Elena Evers chipping and 4, and Emma Collig with 4. So those are our leading scores for the Indians.
That'll round out the JV matchup. And like we said before, the varsity will be simulcasted by
Rob Weaver.
Rob Weaver and WPGW. So we'll send it out from here, and you'll meet them with the varsity game.
Thanks for listening.
To a Fort Recovery. Canadians' leader, Warm Recovery Internet Radio.
Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you've heard during our broadcast.